The Environmental Protection Agency increased biofuel volume obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard in the final rule released Monday, but still considered the so-called blend wall in determining the numbers. Janet McCabe, acting assistant administrator for EPA's Office of Air and Radiation, says their use of waiver authority in setting the numbers reflects the intent of Congress balanced with real-world circumstances.
Congress did not set a mandate for ethanol in the statute. It set mandates for cellulosic, advanced, total biofuel, and biodiesel. And when you look at those statutory numbers and you look at the real-world facts that we see on the ground, we felt that it was an appropriate use of the tool that Congress provided to adjust the final volumes, and we applied it only to the extent that we felt it was necessary to accommodate and accomplish Congress's intent.
Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen disagrees.
Let's give EPA props, I guess, for recognizing that gasoline demand is increasing and that they needed to increase those numbers accordingly. It's not just about the numbers. It's also about the methodology. And they didn't change anything with respect to the methodology. And by clinging to the narrative of the oil companies, as they still reduced the numbers from the statutory levels and embraced this notion of a blend wall, they are effectively turning the nation's renewable energy program over to the oil companies.
Growth Energy CEO Tom Bias also expressed concerns about the methodology, but had a more positive overall view of the final rule.
Did we get 100% of what we were asking? No. Oftentimes in any decision made in Washington, whether it's policy or administrative position, that's pretty rare. You get everything you ask for. But did they move the ball forward? Did they improve it? They definitely improved from the proposal.
As to whether the rule will be challenged in court, National Corn Growers Association President Chip Bowling says that has yet to be decided.
And we'll evaluate all of our options. We've made a promise to our corn growers, our farmers, that we will protect the renewable fuel standard at all costs. And we'll do whatever we can or need to do to keep the EPA accountable to make sure that the renewable fuel standard continues on like it should.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.